Although we all meet at Side Podcast to discuss and watch motor racing, many of the commenters have their own blogs. So we thought it may be interesting to give them an opportunity to talk about blogging and to plug their blog on SidePod Radio. The questions are designed to give the bloggers a framework to discuss their blog, and I'm quite happy for them not to stick rigidly to the questions when answering, but to give us information they think is important. This show is about the bloggers, so the less I say, the better. What is your name and your blog's name?
My name is Nick, and my blog is F1 Rundown, and the address of that is f1rundown.wordpress.com.
When and why did you start blogging?
I started blogging this summer, sort of after I joined my podcast, I think, really. I sort of had a couple of dilly-dallies at different blogs, and then started my current one about, must have been the end of August at some point.
How would you describe your blog?
Well, it's a bit chaotic at the moment, so just quite a few different things. I started off doing sort of round up the daily news and all sort of my opinion on each story, but that sort of got a bit sort of too much, and I'm not sure if people are actually bothering to read it. And then sort of side podcasts that are doing breakout threads, I thought it was probably better just to put my comments in there, and it's sort of a lot easier for everyone. So it's sort of morphed a bit now into sort of just maybe larger opinion pieces on a big story. And I always sort of like to maybe do a bit more original thought and perhaps sort of ideas that aren't seen elsewhere.
Question 4. How often do you update your blog?
Well, it was daily, and now it is slightly more erratic. I'm hoping to post before and after each Grand Prix, sort of rounding up the news in the build-up to that Grand Prix, sort of preview, and then perhaps as one sort of after Grand Prix, sort of wrap up the news that came out of the weekend, maybe. And another idea, sort of if there is a big story and I have an opinion on it, I'll probably do a post then as well.
How do you go about starting an article for your blog, and how do you work from there?
I generally just start writing, really. It's just, if I have an idea and I sort of think, I am just generally a bit more sceptical than everyone else, so maybe I have an idea or I see a situation differently and I think, oh, this would be great to write about. So I just come up with the idea and start writing, and if it doesn't start flowing, I'll have a break and come back to it. But yeah, generally just sit down and write.
Why should I or anyone else read your blog?
That's a good point. I've no idea, really. No, it's more like an opinion thing. If you like different ideas in F1, or maybe you want to catch up on the news, you haven't been following it closely enough and to be able to race, it'd probably be a good place to come and maybe have a look at what's been happening, all sort of summed up quite neatly. The articles hopefully aren't too long, so you can sort of have a quick browse through. Or if there's a big story going on and you want some different perspective, maybe have a look then.
Question 7. What have you learned about the sport from blogging, or how has it changed the way you watch F1?
I would say it's changed the way I watch F1, maybe the way I look at F1 news. I think I first started getting took an RSS reader and aggregating my news that way, because I was blogging and I needed to sort of look at all the major stories and all the ways different people were looking at it. So it probably helped sort of broaden my reading of F1 stuff in that perspective.
How do you encourage people to comment on your blog?
I beg them at the end of posts. I tell people on my podcast, do hickey to do it. Generally, just pleading doesn't seem to work that well, but I do appreciate the comments, so thank you.
What would your dream blog post be?
I guess this would just be like an F1 dream, to sort of do a post on behind the scenes in the paddock at a weekend, which I'd love to do. I've never actually been to a race before, but a chance to sort of go and maybe sort of describe to everyone what you're seeing, what you're feeling and what's going on in the paddock. I guess that would be the best dream post I could think of.
What advice would you give anyone thinking about starting a blog, or anyone who wasn't?
Well, if you're not blogging, maybe think about starting. It's pretty good. It does make you think about the sport slightly differently, and it'll probably make you sort of pay attention to the news and sort of think about how the stories sort of interlink with each other anymore. If you want to start one, I guess the thing is find your own voice and don't be afraid to say what you're saying and try and be different to everyone else. Don't sort of try and regurgitate Autosport was just reconfiguring the words around, to think about your own ideas and come up with new stuff. Yeah.
And final question, is there anything else you want to add?
Or maybe, I hope you're enjoying SidePod Radio, that would be a good thing. And come check out my blog. That's it from me, thanks a lot.